I'm so thankful tonight for this wonderful camp. I was 16 years old when I came here the first time, and I came with the desire to just have a lot of fun, because I love to swim, and I love to row the boats, and I love to do everything that was sportful. And I came here, and Brother Hans Wolfog was here one of the first mornings, and he said to us, well, he said, you could come here and enjoy your time swimming and boating and so on. He says, but there's something else. Why, God wants to get a hold of your life. And he said, you can spend this time in his presence and be changed forevermore. And he suggested a few books in the library. The library was over there at the time. And he said a good book was Tip Lewis and His Lamp. And as soon as I got settled in my little house, I lived in the office at the time, and there were six of us that lived there. And I got that book, and I began to read it. And it spoke to my heart. Talking about speaking to your heart, that book spoke to my heart. And it was because I knew the way. Jesus had saved me when I was seven in a wonderful way. And he had filled me with his Holy Spirit when I was nine. And that was wonderful too. And I learned all the wonderful stories. I went to Sunday school. I knew some of them inside out. But my life, there was something wrong there. And when I read that book, I saw what God could do with a boy that had the reputation of being the worst boy in the town. He got to have a one day. He was in the service. He made everybody laugh all the time. He was always kibitzing. And then the minister talked to him after he had lost his little baby brother. And he gave him a Bible. And he said, this word can be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And he says, whenever you're in trouble or you need guidance, why, you go to this word, and it will show you the right way. Jesus is the right way, and he will show you. And when I read that, I said, oh, Jesus, I love you, and I want to follow you, and I want to live for you and for your glory, and I want you to show me through thy word what I should do. And I used to sing. We had young people's meetings, and we'd sing, I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be, dear Lord. And I'd sing it with all my heart. And there's one verse that says, there's somewhere in this world a place that I must fill. And That word, when I was here that first year, spoke to my heart, and it changed my life. I was only supposed to stay 1 week, but the Lord granted me another week. And when I went home, I was a different person. My mother had two small children, Gerda and Paul, and she had a lot of work to do. And many times the house needed cleaning and needed the dishes being done and so on and so forth. When I went home, she didn't ask me. She didn't have to call me, Ruth, come on, do the dishes. I went in the kitchen. I did the dishes. I got rid of them. I scrubbed the floor for her. I did everything to please the Lord. And the Lord came to my life. You know, it says, behold, all things become new. old things pass away and everything becomes new. And that's what happened to my life. And I did everything for Jesus. Even when I went to school, I did the best I could so that I could please Jesus. Jesus became my best friend. I thank him for the Pentecostal Sunday school that my sister-in-law invited me to when I was a little girl, because there we learned some wonderful songs, and one of them was, I have a friend that loves me. I have a friend that loves me, that loves me, that loves me every day of the week. And you know, that went deep in my heart, and that stayed with me all the time. I have a friend that loves me, and I can talk to him. I can walk with him. I can tell him all my troubles. I can just know him better every day. And that's what I did. And the Bible became a real book to me. I just dug in it and dug in it and dug in it. And Jesus became so real to my heart. And there were decisions that had to be made in my life. I had to know what to do, and I would go to the book, and the Lord would show me. And it's wonderful how he led me step by step. Oh, how wonderful it is. And the Lord led me to marry Brother Bob. I didn't want to marry him because he was a very handsome man, and all the girls were going after him all the time. And I thought, Not me. But, you know, one day when I was working, the Lord spoke to me. And he says, what if the Lord does want you to go with him and marry him? I laughed out loud. And I said, no, Lord. But, you know, I went to the Lord with that, and I began to pray, and the Lord did show me. One day, we always had evening service in our house. My father would read the Bible and we would pray. But that evening, I went in the living room. I said, Lord Jesus, you have to show me. You just have to show me. And the Lord did show me. And then we did get married, and he taught me a lot of lessons. And one of them was, you know, and my first little girl was such a precious little girl. She was perfect. She was full of fun. She was a joy all the time. Then I had a second child, and that second child was born with a spina bifida. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's very, very bad. It's an open spine, and some are worse than others, but my child was really the worst condition there could be. She could never walk. Her legs, you could push a pin in them and she didn't feel it. And I knew that she was a problem the rest of her life. But I said, Jesus, you gave me this child. You gave me a perfect child for number one, but now you gave me this child, and I want to follow you and do what you want me to. It was the beginning of our ministry in Elizabeth. And I took care of her. And we committed the child to the Lord. And when she was 5 months and 4 days, on August 31st, she went to be with the Lord. The Lord took her. And of course, it was a heartache to part with her. But you know, at the same time, God used that little girl to do something for my heart. I wondered, after she was gone, I'd look up in the sky and I looked at the stars, and I said, Lord, maybe she's a little star up there. I just wondered about what the Lord did with little tiny babies like that up in heaven. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine an old man dying and the Lord taking him, and he was in his presence, and that was wonderful. But a little baby, What did the Lord do? And one night I had a dream. And I dreamt that I saw myriads of boys and girls just in a panorama going across the heavens. And all of a sudden, one little girl came to me, and she was a little bit older than just 5 months. And she stood there and she said, "Mommy, just look at my back and look at my legs. They're all healed." Oh, it was wonderful. And then the verse came to me, "In my presence is fullness of joy. And at my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." And I began to see that eternity was so real and that Jesus had a place for even little children and for anyone that really loved him. And I was so blessed by that wonderful song, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Oh, and how we have a place in heaven someday. But I was only a young woman. And the Lord spoke to me through Ecclesiastes. Let me read it to you. I like to read it from the Bible because sometimes we quote things a little wrong. And the Lord spoke to me from Ecclesiastes 9, the 10th verse. And he said to me, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." And I said, "Yes, Lord." And I said, "Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do." And he sent me two more boys after that, and I tried to train them in the ways of the Lord. But whatever I did with all my heart. And I did it for the Lord. And oh, it was a blessing working for Jesus. We had many, many children that came and found Jesus in the Bible school. And then we had the privilege of coming up here and Bob being the director. And there were many souls that were touched. I'm so thankful that in this place, why, God's presence is here.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And he wants to change lives. He wants to change your life, and he wants to change my life. Even this time when I've come, I've said, "Lord, I came because I want you in a greater way." And you know, when Jesus sees anybody that calls upon him and says, "I need you, Lord," he comes to meet you and he draws us to himself. And that's what he did. And I'm so thankful that people still hear his voice in this place. And when you do and obey the commands of the Lord that he tells you, why, oh, what a change comes into your heart and life and into the work that you do. Oh, I'm so thankful to the Lord for these precious words. There's another word. When I was up here, we often quoted it to the ones that helped us in the kitchen and in the whole camp. We had many helpers. And here it is. "Whatsoever ye do, do all in the name of Jesus." I don't have it right. That's right. "And whatsoever ye do, do it here heartily." Do it heartily. Did you hear it? Heartily. That's with all your heart. "As to the Lord, and not unto men." Whatever we do, we're not doing it to people. We're doing it to the Lord. He's going to say someday, "You gave me a cup of water in your name," and he will reward us for it. And oh, I'm so thankful that we can do whatever we do, we can do heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that the Lord, you shall receive the reward of inheritance. For you serve not men. When you go on the job, it's not the boss that you're trying to please, it's Jesus. And Jesus sees everything we do. And Jesus wants to live in our hearts in a greater way. He came so that he might possess us, possess our bodies, and be within us the joy and the peace and the love. Oh, how many Christians have never forgiven their neighbor for something they did. And oh, Jesus wants us to have such love in our hearts like he had for us. He loved us before we were ever Christians. When we were in sin, in darkness, he loved us. And oh, he wants to bring us to himself, every one of us. Oh, if you hear his voice tonight, why, he wants to change you, and he wants to change the way you live, because he's a great God. And he wants to have vessels that'll serve him and love him. And I want to be one of them.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.